Now going to proceed to Council Item 645.
Amend contract with Cascadia Behavioral Healthcare, Inc. to add $100,000 for the provision of permanent supportive housing for homeless veterans.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I don't have any talking points on this, but this is something we have worked with Cascadia, and they're doing a great job providing services for veterans, homeless veterans. I would urge adoption.
Any questions from colleagues? Carla, has anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we have two people, Mr. Shedrick Wilkins and Mr. Charles Johnson.
Mr. Wilkins, welcome. Mr. Johnson, come up forward.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I don't know what this is about, but I was a homeless veteran, so maybe I should look into it. I would like to move to Salem, Oregon, and maybe I should look up the Cascadia group or whatever it is. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm pleased that, given the scope of our homelessness crisis, we think that this $100,000 for Cascadia will be sufficient. If you have a moment to, I guess it would be Mr. Saltzman's portfolio, it'd be great to know that we really have finally achieved that aspirational objective of 100% housing for the veterans that are in crisis in our city. Thank you.
Before we take a vote, we have some special guests here. Where are you from? Well, welcome to your Portland City Hall. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're all here watching democracy in action. Okay, Carla, let's call the roll on Council Item 645.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
So this is exactly the kind of thing that people are always telling us we should be doing in terms of converting a motel, a former motel, into 32 units for disabled veterans and potentially another 20 units through rent subsidies and services. So actually, it's very good use of taxpayers' money. Well done, Commissioner Saltzman. Aye.
Aye.